WFAE reporters Tom Bullock and Gwendolyn Glenn are joining me now. Tom, give us just, before we actually hear a video from MSNBC, give us a quick preview of what we're going to be hearing.
And I do want to caution some listeners that this video, the audio we're about to play, we are bleeping out any bad words, but it's still going to be disturbing to some people. We just want to say that up front. But what we've been told, and we have not actually received this video ourselves, we, like others, are taking it from MSNBC, is that this is video that was shot just before, during, and then in the aftermath of the police shooting of Keith Scott on Tuesday by CMPD officer Brentley Vincent. And you will hear moments where it was shot on a cell phone. You will hear moments where you can hear the wife yelling. You can hear some. You will hear the gunshots. And then what I'd like to do, Mark, is Gwendolyn and Glenn and I can stop and kind of break down some key moments and say what we do and do not know about what is seen on this video.
So again, this is a video from MSNBC, broadcast a short time ago, shot apparently by the wife of Keith Scott on Tuesday in the minute or two surrounding the fatal shooting in North Charlotte. So we'll go to that sound from that video at this time.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon. He has no weapon. Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He didn't do anything. He doesn't have a gun. He has a TBI. He's not going to do anything to you guys. He just took his medicine. Keith, don't let them break the windows. Come on out the car. Keith, don't do it. Keith, get out the car. Keith, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Keith, don't you do it. Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? He better not be dead. He better not be dead. I know that much. I know that much. He better not be dead. I'm not gonna come near you. I'm gonna record though. I'm not coming near you. I'm gonna record though. He better be alive, cause I'm coming. You better be alive. How about that? Yes, we're over here at 9453 Lexington Court. These are the police officers that shot my husband, and he better live. He better live, cause he didn't do nothing to them. He good. Ain't nobody touch nobody, so they all good. I know he better live. I know he better live. How about that? I'm not coming to you guys, but he better live. He better live. Y'all hear this and you see this, right? He better live. He better live. I swear he better live. Yep. He better live. He better live. He better live. Where is... He better... live and I can't even leave the damn spot. I ain't going nowhere. I'm in the same damn spot. The f***? That's okay. Did y'all call the police? I mean, did y'all call an ambulance?
Okay. Again, you're listening here on 90.7 WFAE to video, the audio from a video that was released a short time ago through MSNBC and some other news organizations. Video said to be shot on Tuesday by the wife of Keith Scott, who was fatally shot by police. I'm Mark Rumsey, joined here in the studio by Gwendolyn Glenn and Tom Bullock from our reporting staff. So, Tom, just walk us through what we're hearing, what we know of what we're hearing.
The voice was that of Rakia Scott, who is Keith Scott's wife, now widow. And what happens at the very beginning is the incident, whatever kicked this off, and there's still a lot of questions about what kicked this off, has already begun. Police are already on scene. You can see one police officer in plain clothes wearing a red shirt and a black vest that looks to say police or something on the video. The video's a little scratchy. You can see him, what looks to be taking cover behind a white pickup truck. Then, as the camera moves a little bit, you lose kind of track of everything, but there seems to be a blue or dark gray Nissan Xterra with a door open, and there's already yelling going on. And that's a key point here, because the very first thing that we actually hear, at least in a transcript that was provided by the New York Times, which is one of the media organizations that got access to this, the very first thing that they have listed is an officer yelling, "Hands up." And immediately Rekia Scott starts saying, "Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon. Don't shoot him." And then from there, you continue to hear officers yelling for him to, you know, drop the gun, drop the gun. I hear, you know, I say close to a dozen, right around that number. But there's a very interesting moment that also Gwendolyn picked up on, which is you also hear Rekia Scott, Keith Scott's wife, say, "He doesn't have a gun," and she's clearly addressing officers. "He doesn't have a gun. He has a TBI, and that is a traumatic brain injury."
Yes, and they had talked about this earlier. The attorneys for the family mentioned that Keith Scott had been in an automobile accident about a year ago and that he was disabled, that he had very severe injuries from that accident, and that he was classed as TBI and disabled. And you can also hear her saying that he just took his meds. So I don't know if whatever that meant, if he was confused or whatever, don't know. But we do hear her saying he just took his meds, and she was shouting that to the officers.
And that's a very key point, Mark, for a simple reason. Depending on the severity of the TBI, and we don't know the severity of the traumatic brain injury, depending on the classification, type, and dosage of medicine, and we again don't know exactly what and on how much he was on,
exactly,
it could lead to a moment of confusion. There were at least four police officers on the scene that we can see in this video, and at different times, and sometimes at the same time, they are all yelling at Mr. Scott. So what is not clear is if that somehow influenced something with Mr. Scott. We're just not certain.
So we do want to emphasize how initial this is. This has just come out. It's going to be going out, no doubt, in all the national media, and it'll be available for the seeing for sure. It is disturbing, and it strikes me that the audio is more clear than the video that we've seen. The video is very shaky. It's moving all over the place. And it's frustrating to watch that, actually.
And one thing, earlier, the attorneys had also said that his wife had seen him get shot. So it's not totally surprising if there was video that it came from the wife, because they did announce that earlier, that she was on the scene and had seen him actually get shot.
And, of course, all of this comes in the context of the debate that has been intensifying for the last 2 to 3 days now about when and if there will be the release of the official police dash cam and body cam videos.
That's absolutely right, Mark. And one of the reasons that we're just hearing and seeing and, frankly, hearing this video now, at least according to MSNBC, who were the first to put this out, you know, for the world to see, is that the Scott family released it to them and had not shown it to CMPD officials, that they had withheld it because the reporter said, they don't trust the police. So they wanted this to get out on a wide, basically to be disseminated with a group that they trust, in this case, MSNBC. And what's interesting is it does come at a time when the Scott family is also calling on the dash cam footage and police body cam footage to be released. But I want to go back to your point about the frustrating aspects of this video. It is a video that's shot in the moment. Obviously, she's moving around. She's trying to understand what's going on. Her viewpoint changes a few times because she's trying to, you know, see exactly what's happening. But there's a moment that's going to have a lot of scrutiny online and by everybody who watches this video. If you want to see the video for yourself, the New York Times put it up. We have a link to that on our website, so you can see it there. But there is a moment in, about a minute and a half or so in, and this is after the shooting has already taken place, and Miss Scott comes around a police cruiser, and what you basically see is she's walking, the police cruiser's on your left, she turns, and you will see her husband on the ground. Mm-hmm. You can see his white sneakers, and you can see two officers, both of those officers were the white officers, basically providing critical care right off the bat. They're doing, you know, CPR, resuscitation. One of those officers walks away. There are two other officers involved here. One is a plainclothes officer in a red shirt. The other is a plainclothes officer in the white shirt. And the gentleman in the white shirt appears to be Brantley Vincent, who reportedly fired the fatal shot. He's the only African-American officer on the scene. So that's why we're pretty certain it's Brantley. And what's interesting is he steps up. One of the white officers who's providing CPR steps away. We don't know why. And he appears to step in, and it looks, and we don't know exactly what it is, but it looks like he may be putting on gloves or something. And that's pretty common when you're providing CPR, to put on some kind of protective glove. At one point, he throws these on the ground. I can't verify that they are gloves. It's what it looks like to me. That's my perspective. Mm-hmm. And then those things are picked up afterwards. But what you don't see in this particular 2.5 minutes is anything else on the ground. And that contradicts some other photos that have been there. Now, to be clear, this is 2.5 minutes of this moment. There are other things that can happen. You know, there are other ways if there is a gun, it could be moved when they rolled Mr. Scott over. There are many things that could happen here. So I don't want to lead into more speculation because we all know there'll be plenty. But that's the moment that's going to get a lot of look by a lot of people.
Yeah, and there are shadows in this video. So again, as Tom said, we don't know if there was a gun there or not. The police have said they have a gun in possession, and that's what Chief Putney has said. He said that from the two videos that he has seen, that he could not determine if Scott was actually pointing a weapon at police. Mm-hmm. So he did say that at his press conference. And again, from this video, we're not sure. It's taken from one angle. As Tom said, it jerks a lot, so we're not sure exactly what happened, but the police did say they have a weapon in custody.
It illustrates what we've seen in other cases, including the Randall Carrick and Jonathan Farrell case here.
Absolutely.
That you're always hoping for one more angle or a better angle on the video. I want to just mention that from the news conference earlier today, both Mayor Jennifer Roberts and Police Chief Kerr Putney indicated, I believe, more strongly than they had in the past, that they do want to see this dash cam and body cam video released at some time. They both seem to indicate it's a matter of timing rather than if it will be released, but when and in what manner.
Which was a change from what especially Chief Putney said earlier, that he did not feel compelled to release the video at that time, but he had a different tone this morning. And he also said that because the case now is with the State Bureau of Investigation, the family did request that, and it is with the State Bureau of Investigation. He says that he cannot release any more information and therefore has no say on whether or not the video is released, when or if.
Okay. I'm with reporters Tom Bullock and Gwendolyn Glenn. I'm Mark Rumsey. We have been discussing a newly released video, not a police video, rather a video provided by the family of Keith Scott, going out through news organizations now. It's also in the process, if it's not already, of being posted on our website at WFAE.org. We will obviously be continuing to follow this story as it continues to develop throughout this afternoon and beyond. So we will be giving you much more coverage during All Things Considered this afternoon for sure. We'll be returning to our scheduled programming now of Here and Now on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source.